After 16 days of tense political negotiations, leaders from the government and ethnic Madesi groups have announced a breakthrough deal. The Madesi leaders say they represent people living on the belt of flatland across Nepal's southern border with India. They have long complained of discrimination and were pushing for more rights and autonomy in the lead-up to a national election in April. The Madesi leaders backed their political push with strikes across the southern plains, disrupting life in Kathmandu as imports of gasoline, diesel and cooking gas ran out. Some protests turned violent and 6 demonstrators were killed in separate incidents. The demand for an autonomous Madesi state was the main sticking point, with fears in Kathmandu that such an agreement could lead to the breakup of the country. But a compromise was reached, with an in-principle agreement to autonomy that would be decided on later by the Constituent Assembly, a body that would be created by an election April 10th. The UN mission in Nepal is assisting with the election, and spokesman Kiran Dwyer is optimistic about the deal.
But this really does now open the way for a conducive environment across the southern plains to conduct the Constituent Assembly election, and that election can actually be inclusive of a very large part of Nepali society.
The agreement was also welcomed by India and the US, and victory rallies were held by Madesis in many parts of Nepal's south. The 8-point agreement includes a decision to recruit more Madesis into the Nepal army, as well as compensation for the families of protesters who were killed and injured. Kiran Dwyer says the UN is confident that elections can happen by April 10th, but sees hurdles in the near future.
Very significant logistical challenges in Nepal. The topography here from the plains through up to the high Himalayan mountains makes communications, logistics, a major challenge, ballot papers across all the villages of the country. But again, we're confident this can be done, but they're not small challenges.
Several Madesi political parties will be allowed more time to nominate their candidates for the April elections, putting further pressure on an already tight election schedule. Liam Cochrane for VOA News, Kathmandu.